Hello and welcome to today's GSFM. It is Tuesday. Now, I've got a few things to tell you. Firstly, I have a very slight touch of laryngitis coming on, I think. So apologies for the quality of the voice.
Yeah. It's like that every day, Jerry.
Yeah, I know. I heard you the first time. So apologies for that. That's the first thing. Second thing to say to you is that yesterday, early in the morning, I launched a brand new little program that I did about a man by the name of Pat Sheedy. And Pat is celebrating 50 years behind the bar in Brogan's Bar and Restaurant in Ennis. He's there since 1961, believe it or believe it not. I had a wonderful evening with Pat and family and friends. Hundreds of people turned up at Brogan's Bar on Saturday night last to celebrate the 50th anniversary. The 50th anniversary of Pat being behind the bar. Take a listen to it, please, if you would. It's about 25 minutes long. Plenty of music, plenty of old stories and bits and pieces of... There's plenty in there that I hope will keep you occupied. It's available at the website at www.jerrysweeney.net, or you may have seen it on Facebook, and I'll post it again over the next few hours, just so you get a chance to listen to it. So there we go. That's it now. Oh yes, I've also got to apologise to one of my best friends in the whole world, Paul Curley. He celebrated his birthday on Sunday, and I forgot completely about it. But Paul, since you turned 50, I thought you kind of forgotten about the old birthdays. But there you go. Tuesday, the 28th of June it is today. Let's hope you're all doing well, and hopefully Monday was good to you. Let's see what was happening down through the years on this day, shall we? 1894, the US Congress made Labor Day a US national holiday. In 1960, in Cuba, Fidel Castro confiscated American-owned oil refineries without compensation. In 1965, on this day, the first commercial satellite began communication service. It was Early Bird, or Intelsat 2. Otherwise known as. In 1976, on this day, the first women entered the US Air Force Academy. Big day for them. 1997, Mike Tyson was disqualified for biting Evander Holyfield's ear after three rounds of their WBA heavyweight title fight in Las Vegas. And finally, on this day in 2001, Slobodan Milosevic was taken into custody and was handed over to the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague in the Netherlands. Just some of the stories making headlines on this day, the 28th of June. Down through the years. Let's see who's celebrating birthdays today. Well, born on this day in 1914 from Flat and Scruggs. Lester Flat, he was born on this day, 1914. Mel Brooks, 1926. Kathy Bates, the actress, was born in 1948. John Cusack, the actor, born in 1966. And Mary Stuart Masterson was born in 1966. Now, Bernie Emmett sent me an email the other day, but it was a little bit late for inclusion. So can I just say hello to Trevor in Harpenton? Hi to Trevor. He was on a stag weekend over the weekend just gone. So hopefully things have settled down and you're feeling a little bit better right now. Hi to you, and indeed hi to Roger and to Bernie as well. Great that you're joining me on a daily basis on GSFM. Thank you for your company, and I do hope that you're enjoying it as much as I am enjoying presenting it to you. It was a battle between Kieran O'Connor and Tom Eustace early in the morning of Monday morning to see who would get there first. Well, Kieran nudged it just by a little nose.
If I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you.
That's the Proclaimers.
But I would walk
500 miles. So 500 is what I was looking for. So thank you to Kieran and thank you to Tom. Did battle in the early hours, and lots and lots and lots of people got it right in the rest of the day as well. So thanks to everybody for taking part in the competition. Here's today's...
A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16...
What's the word we're looking for?
A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16...
Next word, please, if you don't mind. Okie dokie. Sorry, I'm struggling here with the old voice. I hope it's not too distracting. 40% of Americans iron their clothes while wearing their underwear or being completely naked. All jolly fine, unless you've got a steam iron. How do you iron? Go on, tell me. Go on, chance it. I won't tell anybody, I promise. There we go, that's a useless fact for today. And tomorrow, I'm going to tell you how much is spent on chocolates every year. Yep, that's it. Join me, please, if you will, for Wednesday's GSFM. In the meantime, enjoy Tuesday, and hopefully the voice will be better tomorrow. Thank you for listening. From me, Jerry Sweeney. Bye-bye now.